Recovery Radio, KMP3000.
You're listening to the Recovery Radio Podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail. You can follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. Visit my website, recoveryradiokmp3.com. And to get the books, go to sarcasticbigbook.com. And as always, I'm so glad you're here with me. I don't know if your day's just getting started, or it's just winding down, or it's somewhere right in the middle, but here we are. You and me. And I am glad for that. And I am so grateful I have no desire to drink today. And I do have a piping hot cup of French roast coffee from Trader Joe's mixed with some Don Francisco's hazelnut. It is delicious. I'm just grateful. Grateful for my life. I'm so aware of the fact that tomorrow is not promised. I've intellectually known that. But when you have a near-death experience or a, you know, frightening event happen, as I have had happen, it does change you. And until that happens to you, if you're ever in that situation, it's just impossible to know what that does to you. How in touch I am with the fact that every day could be the last day, and every day is such a gift. You know, this year will be 5 years since I had a stroke. Crazy. And I was very young to have a stroke. I was only 21. Just kidding. But that was a really terrifying event. Woke up in the middle of the night, not able to talk. Felt like I was freaking out, didn't know what it was, was unable to put words together. Usually they can give you some medicine that'll like sort of fix you, but they have to know when the stroke happened. Otherwise it could backfire. They didn't know when it happened exactly, so they couldn't do anything for me. They all just kind of looked at me and crossed their fingers, rolled me into a dark hallway and said, you know, we don't know what's going to happen to you. Good luck. And I slowly regained my ability to talk, and doctors just came in, looked at me for the next 24 hours, telling me how lucky I was. And one of the things I really realized at that time, when I came home after that and I thought, man, it could happen any second. Again, that can happen any second and wipe me out. I mean, those things wipe people out. And I love communicating. I'm a musician. I play instruments. I sing. I write. Do a lot of things with communication, words, language. And man, if I lost the ability to do that, I remember for such a long time, I would wake up and before I opened my eyes, the first thing out of my mouth was, I can talk. I couldn't believe it. I could talk. I would say. And but the first thing I realized when I got back home was that most of the things that I had thought about, worried about, concentrated on were just a complete waste of time. That almost nothing really matters. And I already felt that way. I already felt really calm and really quiet and grateful, and I already felt like I had a strong connection to my higher power at that time, and had a lot of peace when I was in the hospital. In my soul, I had complete peace. I really did. I shared about it on here. I thought, you know, if I was just laying there, I was thinking, does everybody that I love know that I love them? And the answer was yes. And I thought, I can't do better than that. But despite all of that, I still realize that so much of what happens throughout a day just doesn't matter. I mean, the things that, you know, think about. It really eliminated the fear-based thoughts I had much more after I got through this ordeal. Of course, I had panic attacks and had to go to therapy. I had PTSD from it, all kinds of stuff. It was a real adventure. But one thing I'm proud of is I went through that without owing a bunch of amends to anyone. Still was able to treat people pretty good during that. But I just noticed that. I mean, just I'm sitting here now talking about this. I'm thinking about this because now it's so much quieter than it was even before all that, where I just realized that almost nothing really matters. Love matters. That's about it, in my opinion. And that's taking everything into consideration in my experience in life. That's taking money into consideration. That's taking shelter into consideration. That's taking, you know, lived a pretty wild series of lives, really. And it's worth saying it again and again that if you found out you had a day to live, would you be nicer to anyone? Is there any love you're withholding for just strictly selfish reasons that you just would not? We're so nice to people after they die. Say such nice things because we're no longer in any ego about them, and there's no competition or any of this whatever it is that prevents people from just expressing such beautiful things about people while they're alive. We do it after people die all the time, but while people are alive, it's just for some reason, it's just, why would I go up to that person and say, you have helped me so much, thank you so much? Of course, if they croak, then you know, you're going to stand up there and say really nice things, but I always want to talk to people like I'm talking at their funeral. I don't mean that in a morbid way, but just, I don't know, just don't want to withhold love. And to me, this is all related to the 12 steps, because the 12 steps just cleared out so much selfishness and continue to clear out selfishness and fear and resentment and things that block all the things I'm talking about now. To me, this is the plot. To me, the plot is being present so I can be loving. And by being loving, I'm helping God and everyone around me. To me, it is just that simple. It's all the talk about the steps and this and that and go to meetings and sponsor and read the book and highlight things and pray and meditate and work with others and read that chapter and get a commitment and all that. The plot to all of that, in my understanding, is so that I can be present and loving. If the things I'm doing concerning Alcoholics Anonymous are not forwarding that plot, in my belief, there's something wrong. That's the plot. Just one ding, ding, ring his bell, but there it is. I'll give a shout out today to Mallory. I'll give a shout out to Lance. I'll give a shout out to Wes and Ross. Special shout out to Chelsea and to Dave. And if anybody needs to hear it, everything is okay. No modeling jokes today. It's not a joke. When you're as beautiful as I am, it can be hard. It can be a lot. It can be really, really depressing sometimes because you feel so alone. Because you're so much gorgeous, more gorgeous than everyone around you, usually. I'm just kidding. All right. Dumb. I'm going to leave. Write me, sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.a.book. And I do not know why my life was saved, but I'm going to go try to live a life that was worth saving. I hope you'll do the same.